Nolte, Bob Iger lies about far-left Disney not advancing political agendas. By John Nolte on April 4, 2024. Now that Disney Grooming Syndicate CEO Bob Iger has survived a proxy fight, he's apparently feeling invincible enough to tell audacious lies about his disgraced corporation not advancing political and sexual agendas, including those directly aimed at grooming small children. During Disney's annual shareholder meeting on Wednesday, Iger was asked, "Is it possible for Disney to stay out of political and social agendas and just provide entertainment?" Iger responded with this straight-up lie, "We know our job is not to advance any kind of agenda. So as long as I'm on the job, I'm going to continue to be guided by a sense of decency and respect, and we will always trust our instincts." For the better part of a decade, groomer Bob has been so dedicated to the cause of sexually grooming little kids. Disney has lost billions at the box office, millions of Disney Plus subscribers, and suffered a public relations setback that seemed inconceivable a mere decade ago. Disney's demonic push to queer little kids, to normalize transvestites, perversions, drag queens, and the surgical and chemical mutilation of children is well documented, but that's how the elite left operates today. Iger isn't only lying, he's trolling us normal people. Me? I'm thrilled Iger won the proxy battle. I don't want Disney to worm its way back into the mainstream. No one needs Disney or Hollywood anymore. There is more than a century of content available to us with the click of a mouse. Only abusers would subject their kids to Disney today. Especially when we have access to all the great content Disney produced in the past. Why would any decent person expose their kids to The Little Mermaid with a drag queen when the original Little Mermaid is just as readily available? So, no, I don't want to see Disney recover. Watching Disney die is a hell of a lot more entertaining than anything these perverts, child abusers, and freaks have produced in years. Bob Iger won't change, which means Disney will never change. He's not showing any remorse for turning a multinational company into something that abuses little kids, that deliberately seeks to destroy their innocence and twist them into confused, easily preyed upon neurotics. Instead, he's defiantly trolling us, sticking a finger in our ear, chuckling as he spews provable lies. But the good news is this. As we have seen repeatedly, leftist/woke/grooming content flops at a 100% rate, even if it stars Indiana Jones. So, laugh it up, groomer Bob. Enjoy your temporary victory. But the free market is still free, and the government still can't force normal people to go to movies and subscribe to streaming services that either prey on the innocence of children or suck. Oh, and non-agenda Disney just cast a girl as the Silver Surfer. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter body double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jtmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.